Dan Morgan and Sean Rogers for a slightly tighter knit review after Liverpool 2, Fulham 1. How are you, mate?
I'm all right, mate. I never let anyone get a word in edgewise anyway, mate, so it doesn't really make that much odds.
Not as depleted as the Liverpool squad. It's not quite, anyway.
You're getting it.
Just the two of us today. A bit to get into. I mean, we'll start with the lineup as we do. We'll go with Liverpool first. My only worry pre-match was that it was a bit diminutive in size. Players on the pitch that you've seen throughout games this season that we've got on there specifically to deal with things like set pieces and to win first and second balls in the air. Players like Endo, who might be slightly smaller but are better with those statistics than maybe their size lets on. And I never quite like talking about size, but when you look at some of the players on the pitch, Jota, who's good in the air again, Elliot, Connor Bradley, just a little bit of a lack of physicality that is made up for in other places, Joe Gomez, Gravenberg, etc. And then I think the only other thing when the lineup comes in is the right side, given how much experience we've had with the likes of Salah, Alexander-Arnold, Szoboszlai. There's a real inexperience down that side. With Gravenberg playing over there, Elliot, Conor Bradley again. And I think also what we see first half is a bit of an issue in terms of where Elliot's placing himself and what that does to the shape. Is it a bit more 4-4-2? Do we want it to be a bit more lopsided? How much of it is actually 4-3-3 and who's given the width? And I think all of that, coupled with the inverting question, leads to Liverpool working quite a bit out, doesn't it, first half? And the manager does even mention that post-match.